VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The refugee crisis in Europe gains momentum. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker, preparing to unveil details Wednesday, has called for an expanded country-by-country migrant quota plan throughout much of Europe to accept thousands of asylum seekers over the next 2 years. The plan could involve as many as 160,000, with Germany, France, and Spain taking most. Donald Tusk, the European Council President, suggested Tuesday in Jerusalem many more will flee the region.
We are fully aware that this huge crisis, this is not an incident. This is something like the beginning of exodus, and this is why we have to do everything we can, and of course, together.
A quota system is controversial and adamantly opposed by some countries. The adoption of quotas is uncertain, with European leaders already rejecting a plan back in June that covered just 40,000 refugees. Meanwhile, the U.S. is considering ways it can help ease the migration crisis. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
To see exactly what the administration and the country can do to help our allies and partners in Europe deal with this significant and growing humanitarian situation.
Germany says it expects 800,000 refugees this year. The UN Refugee Agency says 30,000 migrants have arrived in Greece, while 7,000 Syrians have arrived in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. In Burundi late Monday, gunmen shot dead an opposition official, Patrice Kahungu, a spokesman for the opposition UPD Zigambanga Party. His killing just the latest in a series of shootings in Burundi, where political tensions remain high following July's controversial re-election of President Pierre Nkurunziza. This is VOA News. The United States Tuesday expressed concern over a growing Russian military presence in Syria.